The following recording is copyright 2014, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
Years ago, I was told that there had been a priest in Oklahoma who would sometimes begin funeral masses saying, in effect, "We're gathered here today to pray for so-and-so, who has passed from this life and, God willing, has made it safely to purgatory." Now, as you can imagine, they weren't chuckling. It usually didn't go over too well, but you get the idea. We pray for the dead, and we believe that the dead can benefit from our prayers. Indeed, this is what is most distinctive about Catholic funerals. We've come to pray for the deceased, not merely celebrate his life as if that were all there is. We begin every Mass with a penitential rite in which we acknowledge that we are sinners and we ask God to forgive us. In funerals, we still ask God to forgive us, in the Lamb of God and other places, but the penitential rite in a funeral mass is replaced by the rite of receiving the body at the entrance to the church, sprinkling the body with holy water as a reminder of baptism through which the deceased was set free from the power of sin and death. And prayers throughout the mass in which we acknowledge that the deceased is a sinner. And so we're asking God to forgive him or her. Which makes it feel really odd when we attend a funeral that comes across more like a mass of canonization than a mass in which we've come to plead for God's mercy for our loved one. You know, if the funeral masses of Mother Teresa and Saint John Paul II, included all the traditional prayers for God's mercy, doesn't it make sense that the rest of us who are not quite so evidently saintly might need a bit of God's mercy as well? This is also why we have All Souls Day, which you don't find in those churches whose funerals are merely a celebration of life, with no thought that the deceased might benefit from some prayers. And while we naturally pray spontaneously for deceased loved ones on their anniversaries of death, I know that the deceased in my family could sure use some prayers, and I know I will need prayers myself when I've gone. On All Souls Day, we lift up prayers also for those who have no one to pray for them. A beautiful expression of the communion of saints. We pray for the spiritual welfare of countless people who may be in purgatory, whom we've never met, but with whom we are united in faith in the mystical body of Christ. We are the church militant, still struggling against evil in this life, praying for the suffering souls in purgatory, the church, and with the church triumphant of those already in heaven interceding for us and the poor souls in purgatory. One of the things that I've noticed over the years is that people of faith, and of course, especially since this is the people I'm exposed to, practicing Catholics who really live their faith, grieve differently. And today's celebration points to one of the reasons why, namely that death does not separate us in any definitive or lasting way. Not only is our separation temporary, something that most Christians will acknowledge, it is also only a physical separation, because spiritually, we're not separated at all. Hence, our prayers for the deceased unite us across the boundary between this life and the next. And the intercession of the saints unites us also across the boundary between purgatory and heaven. So today, united with all the angels and saints, we lift up our prayers to God, not only for the eternal rest of those who have gone before us, but also for their eternal share in the glory of God's kingdom, to which they already belonged in this life, and in which we all hope to share fully in the next.